Justin Fluke with you, joined now by Coach Joseph Gruber, talking Sabetha girls basketball. Last week we talked about a couple of wins for the Lady Jays, and this week we have just one game to talk about, as the girls were off earlier this week, didn't play last night. But Silver Lake last Friday night on the road, obviously one of the top teams in the state in Class 3A, the defending state champs, in fact. And Coach, you knew it would be a tough game, certainly ended up being just that. Anything that you take away from a game like that, or that you hope maybe you learn from and can turn into something positive now the rest of the year?
Yeah, absolutely. I just challenged the girls going into that game to have the same mentality that we had had the past couple games, and I thought we did. And then Silver Lake got off to a hot start, and it didn't really end. Credit to them. Made a lot of shots, put us in some bad situations, and exploited a few things. But I thought offensively we didn't do a whole lot of bad things. Scored in the 30s, which is good for us. And then just some inside games with Audrey Herman and Morgan Tedman made some good moves, showed progress that they had shown in practice. So I thought I saw some good things offensively. Defensively, you kind of throw those games away because of how well they played. But other than that, I was pretty pleased with how we played.
It's kind of crazy, only six games left here in the regular season. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you only get two of your last six at home, including the one this Friday night against Rossville. So was the timing good to have a couple extra days here this week, kind of get ready for the stretch run and some winnable games on the schedule, it looks like?
Yeah, you said it. With six games left, you only get two at home, one Friday, and then and won the next Tuesday, I believe. So, yeah, we're going to be a little road warriors the next couple of weeks, but that's good. We're probably going to be on the road for the first game of sub-state, first two games of sub-state, so that gets us prepared for that. But, yeah, the practice this week has been good. Gave the girls off Monday to get some feet underneath us because we had a lot of games over the last couple of weeks. And then, yeah, just working on some fundamentals and stuff we're going to run for the rest of the season. So it's been good.
Well, a lot to play for, and as we talked about last week, the girls certainly have a little more confidence and can see some of the fruits of their labor paying off. Hopefully that's a trend that continues in your upcoming games, Coach. Best of luck, and we'll chat more about them next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Joe Gruber, head coach of the Sabetha Lady Jays, here on KNZA and MSCSports.net.